You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented a series of six plays. A mother learns religious tolerance in Look Who's Coming to Dinner. The play was introduced by Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 20th, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Fall 2013 performance. This is the sixth and final part of our Wednesday series. Here's Pat Cook.
Years ago, people lived in their neighborhood, and they stayed in their neighborhood. They married and raised their family in the neighborhood. They felt comfortable and safe. Very few crossed over to another neighborhood. Well, over the years, the world has become smaller and more diverse. People from all over, for whatever reason, are forming new neighborhoods and relocating to other countries. For some, it was not difficult to integrate. For others, it has been harder to let go of prejudice, fear, and tradition. But times, they are a-changing, and so must we.
Hello, Stevie darling. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Oh, what? Oh, you're coming to dinner. I can hardly wait to see you. Sadie will be so happy. And you're bringing Rachel. Oh, good. I'll see you soon. It was Stevie on the telephone. He's coming to dinner with the girl. If he's bringing her to us, it must be serious. After all, how many young couples visit their grandparents just like that?
Why do you say it's serious? She could just be a friend and stop pushing him. He'll settle down when he's good and ready.
Oh, yeah, sure, like Millie Rosenberg. Her grandson, Mark, introduced her to his friend, and guess what? His friend was 6 months pregnant.
I put that in the category of a very good friend. There's a new thing going on with the kids now. Now, if the couple is having sex, it's called friends with benefits. I thought if you have sex, you could get dental insurance.
You know, I can see it now. A nice Jewish girl from a good family. We could all be together for the holidays. Her bubby and I could go to Hadassah together. It would be so nice. Ring the bell. Oh, that must be them now. Come. Oh, children, come. Come in. It's so good to see you. I have a cold, so don't kiss me. Come, let's sit down and have a little nosh. So, Steve, your mother and father must be very excited about you and Rachel. Whenever I talk to them over the telephone and I ask about you, they're very vague, like, don't ask too many questions. So, is there a wedding in the future?
Well, we're talking about it, but we both have to finish school and get settled in our careers. If in the future it means do we have a date, the answer is no.
Well, I hope you don't wait too long. It's nice to have your children when you're young. You might wait, and all of a sudden it's too late. I don't want to pressure you, but how about a two-day engagement and get married on Friday? I'm only kidding, but think about it.
Bubby, that's far in the future. We're taking one step at a time, and my parents are behind us 100%.
So tell me, Rachel, how did you two meet?
Well, we kept bumping into each other at the library. And then he invited me to brunch. That's when he introduced me to bagels and cream cheese and lox.
You never had bagels and lox before. I can't believe it.
Well, where she comes from, bagels and lox is not a daily occurrence. Just because you grew up with it doesn't make it international.
What's the big deal anyway? Come, let's have dinner. All this talk about bagels and lox is making me hungry already.
Not yet. So tell me, darling, where do you come from?
Well, originally from Puerto Rico, but I came here when I was 4 years old.
And in Puerto Rico, they gave you the name Rachel?
Well, no, actually my name is Raquel, Raquel Ramirez.
Find my heart. Forget my advice about an early wedding. You should wait 10 or 20 years, maybe. It's never too late.
What's with the third degree? If you don't stop grilling her, we're going to leave.
Don't leave, please. I promise you no more third degree. Goldie, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going into the kitchen to put my head in the oven.
Don't keep your head in the oven too long, or the brisket will never get done.
Please, Mrs. Horowitz, let me help you with dinner.
It's nothing personal, darling, but in my family, Jews marry Jews. I'm sure you're a very nice girl, but what are you? Do you go to church? Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am Catholic, but Steve and I respect each other's religion, and we love each other very much. May I help you with dinner? I'd really like to do that.
Aye. What am I doing here with this shiksa in my kitchen? How do I explain this to my family? My mother, she should rest in peace, must be turning over in her grave. But I'm thinking, did my cousin Bella ask my opinion when her Shirley married that no good Nick? Okay, he was Jewish, but he was a loser. He couldn't hold a job and borrowed money from everybody and never paid it back. Does your family know about Steve? I mean, that he's Jewish?
Yes, they do. My abuela's not too happy about it, but my parents really like him. I'm sure if our two families met, they would find things in common and even like each other.
You know, they say that Jewish men make the best husbands. Did you ever think of converting? Forget I said it. I didn't say it. Excuse me, darling. Forget all about it. And call me Goldie. I can only imagine the names my great-grandchildren would have, like Javier Horowitz. Or Maria Consuelo Itzkowitz. Or Jose Antonio Fagelson. Or Conchita Esperanza Rappaport. But time marches on. Things change. But come, the meat is overcooking. Come, darling.
Everything was nice and happy, and then you had to throw this bombshell at us. How can you do this to your bubby?
Don't lay a guilt trip on me. This is not about you. It's about Raquel and I. Zadie, I hope you would give us your blessings. I knew that bubby would be a little harder.
I don't give blessings on an empty stomach. Goldie, what's with dinner already? Steve and I are starving.
Okay, we're coming. We're ready for dinner.
Goldie let me make the potato pancakes, and I have to say they came out pretty good. The secret's in the onions. If you chop the onions into the potatoes, they don't turn black. and you use peanut oil instead of olive oil.
And Raquel, darling, is going to teach me how to make kosher enchiladas with rice and beans. The secret is garlic. But come, children, come, we're all at the table. Sam, light the candles and pour the wine.
I think it's going to be a good dinner after all. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, borei peri hagafen. Let's toast to Raquel and Steve.
Better yet, to the whole family, to both families. L'chaim.
Salud.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.